What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. All right, guys, we're going to do things a little bit different this week. So in this episode, it is me actually being interviewed by Jami Rock on her podcast. Yes, it's a little collaboration. It's a little crossover episode. So let's go. Let's listen to this episode. Okay. Enjoy it, you guys.
All right. I'm here with one of my favorite Instagrammers of all time. I wanted to meet with you, Rosie, because you are a huge inspiration to me. I know we don't know each other and this is the first time we're talking. But I do take a lot from your page, and like, I love to dance as you love to dance, and I really enjoy your lives and things like that. So thank you so much for making the time to talk with me. And I just wanted to first start off with like something I remember you saying. You're like, I'm conceited, so I like to post my dance videos and watch them. Can you say some more about that? Because I feel like in this society, conceited is seen as a bad word, but I feel like we need to big ourselves up and be our own cheerleaders sometimes.
Oh my God, like, I love to like make up dances or just dance randomly to some, you know, music. And it helps because I'm in therapy, so that helps me with my, you know, my little mental health thing going on. But yeah, I love posting my videos and just watching what I did because I like laughing with myself. I like laughing at my moves, like really. I'm like, oh girl, you did that. Or, oh girl, what were you thinking? But you still posted it.
I can really relate with that. I'm like remembering one of the dance videos I posted the other day to I Ain't Never Scared. Who? I Ain't Never Scared. What? And I'm like dancing around, and where they say I pop the trunk, I like pretend to pop the trunk of a car and pretend to take a gun out. Sometimes it's just good to like get in your element, you know what I mean? And relax and ease the tension. Dance for me is therapy too. And I love prioritizing mental health in a different way than just like, you know, the typical stuff. Like I've had more than one therapist in my life, and one of the things they tell me to do is like make yourself happy. It's hard when we're really feeling down in our spirits, and like life is lifing all around us. So dance for me is that like that uplifting energy. No matter how I'm feeling that day, if I run that kind of kinetic energy through my body, I feel better. I feel so much better. And I was wondering too, when you're laughing at your dances or laughing back at like viewing your morning lives or laughing back at your podcasts, what does laughter do for you? How does it change your mood?
I think it makes me feel like a little better, because like yesterday I couldn't do any laughing. Like I wasn't even on Instagram yesterday because I was all down, but then I knew I had to like get up and clean the house. And like, we moms, like, even if we're down, even if we just want to lay down and we're not feeling our, like, 100% selves, we still have to get up and do stuff. Like, we still have to take care of the kids. We still have to feed them, cook dinner, do laundry. Girl, right now I have, like, A sink full of dishes because this morning was like crazy. I was like running. I was like, okay, I have this podcast thing at one, but I also have to do my toddler's hair, my 4-year-old. He's a boy, but I love his hair out because his hair is so soft and I'm so in love with it. So I don't cut it. So now I take it upon myself to twist it every now and then. So that's what I do. So it was crazy this morning. I had to twist his hair. It was bath day, so I had to give them a bath because no, I do not give my kids baths every day. Why? Because the pediatrician was like, girl, you don't have to give your kids baths every day. Like, stop. So I do it like every 2 weeks.
I like the it's funny because for me and my daughter, she got me into taking baths for myself more. Like I was a very much a shower girl. Like just jump in the shower, soap suds it up real quick. But just that routine of like sitting in there and like hanging out, she got me into that idea. And like now I do it for myself when she's like with babysitters and whatnot. I do it for myself and I'm just sitting in there like playing around, kind of like how she would. I love that. One of the things that you brought to my attention when you were just talking is like when it comes to doing hair too, I just spent like, oh my God. It felt like 2 days straight doing this guy I'm dating's his hair, doing his retwist for his locks. When I tell you the level of focus and like not only hyper focus, but like that I don't know how to describe it. For me, I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like doing hair, especially doing someone else's hair, can get real spiritual. Because it's like their head is where all their thoughts be swirling around. Like, so I feel like I feel his energy like through his hair the whole time. And I'm like feeling everything that he's going through on top of the stuff I'm going through. So when you were telling me about doing your baby's hair, I'm so grateful for my Z Squad who helps me take care of my daughter because we'll like I'll take out the style, then somebody else will take out the rest of the style, and then somebody else will wash it, and then somebody else will do it. It's like a team of people circling around her head, you know what I mean? And it can be a lot when it's like all on you to take care, and especially when the child has a lot of hair. Oh, I see you looking up.
Yes. Because his hair is growing and it's like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? But then I'm like, I want to do this. Like, I want to twist his hair. Like, it's fun for me. But he's like moving and I'm getting the fruit snacks, putting on movies for him to watch. Like, girl, it's real.
I love it. I love it. But one of the things that for me, how can I describe this part? That's why I have so much help with my daughter's hair because she'd be like, no, you like touch it. She's like, no. I'm not even doing anything to you. She's very, that's strong-willed age. And she's a very determined, strong-willed Sagittarius baby. So she'd be like, no. Yes, Team Sag, Team Sag. I love it. I love it. I'm Team Scorpio, and I'm really glad that she's a Sagittarius. My mom is a Sagittarius too. So big up.
Girl, my son is a Scorpio too.
Oh yeah, how nice. How nice, how nice. When it comes to signs and stuff, how like I feel like I went through phases with it. Like I've always been proud of being a Scorpio, but it wasn't until I moved to Los Angeles and met certain people that I even knew about like rising signs and sun and moon and
Oh yeah,
stars.
me
And for you, what's your relationship with signs?
I don't really understand the signs, but it's like, oh, Okay, so it's like I know I'm a Sagittarius, but I don't really understand the concept, but I think for me, being a Sagittarius means like sometimes I'm like standoffish, sometimes I like to be alone. Like I'm a people person, but not a people person. And for my son being a Scorpio, I know that his number one trait that I notice is like he's a protector. That's what he is. Like he's gonna stand up for you, like no matter what. And my other son is a Aquarius. Well, my two sons, my oldest is an Aquarius, and my last one is an Aquarius, but it's like a January Aquarius and a February Aquarius. Girl, I don't know nothing about that. I'm confused, but all I know is the third child is a handful. So February Aquariuses, if y'all out there, wow. For real.
Oh my goodness.
Like, for real, like, he is a handful.
Yeah. Kids are like that.
Yeah.
That just tickled me so much. That just tickled me your facial expression was just like, can't handle it. I was watching a woman named Raquel Martin, who has her PhD, I think, in like psychology and stuff, and she
Yeah.
was talking about strong-willed children, and she had me dying. Because she's talking about how like they make you want to rip your face off, but at the same time, when they get older, they'll be less likely to succumb to peer pressure. So it's like it's good things about the fact that they're strong-willed and like drive you insane, but the patience that you have to exercise.
Girl, the patience with parenting, like if somebody would have told me I would have to have this much level of patience, I would be like, oh, I don't know about this. But since I'm here, I'm like, you know what? Maybe therapy's gonna help me. Because when I tell you, kids gonna drive you crazy.
Yeah, totally. They do the most and the least at the same time. I was just telling somebody that I remember seeing a picture. It was just like a stick figure picture, and it was of a toddler stacking every possible thing they can climb on top of each other so that they can get to the knives, like the knife block that the parent is trying to hide from them.
Oh
But if their toy is on the ground, they're like, "Mommy, Daddy, can you get me that?" And it's like they're 2 inches away from it. So I feel like kids have that. And my daughter has just recently started to carry around her stool that's in the bathroom to help her wash her hands anywhere. So if she's trying to get the remotes that I'm trying to keep out of her way, she'll come with her thing, come break, pick it up, and be like, "I got it. I got it." And
that's cute.
I'm like, "You're adorable. You are adorable."
That's cute.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my gosh. For me to jump back to the sign stuff. And I'm still dying. I'm still dying on your January, February, Aquarius.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I think of the songs that talk about different signs, and Tyrese is jumping to my mind right now because he calls out, I think he calls out Scorpios, Geminis.
I forgot that Tyrese song, but I know that used to be my jam. I know that used to be my jam. I forgot that Tyrese song, like for real.
Yeah, signs of lovemaking.
Girl, I
Oh,
forgot.
right, because he's like, "Are you that zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me." And so that was basically my level of knowing about signs was through Tyrese songs. Until coming to LA, and I met people who were like, oh yes, you have to put in when you were born, where you were born, the time you were born, and then you can figure out your rising, your moon. So I figured out that I'm a double Scorpio Aquarius rising. And then there's these charts, they're charts with placements. So you got a Mercury, Venus, like all the planets. I'm like, oh, when y'all said astrology, y'all really out here astrologizing. Like, y'all not playing. Y'all not playing. But it's fun. Like, I didn't look up my daughters just because I don't want to pigeonhole her into anything. I already have a Sagittarius mom, so I already, like, have, like, oh, I know Sagittarius. They, you know, just like you said, people, but not people. Like, you know. Like, down to host an event and, like, can chat with you and be very charismatic, but, like, also leave me alone and give me my space. And, like, you go on that side of the house for now. Let me have that side of the house for now. So I already had those things. Yeah. I already had those things in mind. So I like to keep episodes short, and I know we have another conversation to have too. So as like a kind of a wrap up to this conversation, this quick conversation with Rosie Lemos, please go over and listen to Mama Life podcast. You will not be sorry. You will enjoy yourself. All our listeners out there, please go listen right now. Rosie is the host of the most. You have to listen to this podcast. I'd be in my car driving, just laughing and having a good time. But just to wrap everything up with this one, what do you think is the biggest lesson you have learned from therapy?
Taking time for myself. I'm still working on that. I'm still working on myself. Yeah, taking time for myself, definitely. Because in motherhood, we lose ourselves, and yeah, we got to take some time for ourselves, or we'll just go crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that. And I like how you wake up early to do like your exercise, whether it's your jog and walk or your dance exercises. I love that. And I've recently been waking up early too, and I'm just like, this is nice. Just be.
It is.
Yeah.
By yourself, girl. By yourself. It's nice.
It is. It is. I had a mom tell me that too, because like I was in that stage where like I was just so tired. Like Xenia would wake up before me, and I'd be like trying to sleep. And she would be waking me up. And a friend of mine was like, no, Raquel, you need to wake up before her so you have your own time before she wakes up. And I'm like, okay. What a concept. And I love it. All right, perfect. So thank you all for listening. We'll be back again another time. And like I said, go over, follow, subscribe right now on Instagram. That's Mama Life. Life is spelled with a Y, and it's Mama Life Plus 3 is the name of the podcast. Yes. Perfect. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back at you soon. All right, I'm gonna pause.
It's story time. You ready for this? All right, so my 3-year-old is bossy. Yeah, he's bossy. He wants everybody to play with him, like, anytime. Like, he'll be bothering his brothers, trying to get his brothers to play with him, and when they don't, he throws like this big tantrum. I'm like, people don't have to play with you, man. You gotta learn how to play by yourself. But yeah, he is so bossy. Like, is that how toddlers are? Like, he is the bossiest little person ever. Yeah, that's my story. He's bossy. Like, he's just bossing everybody around. Like, he's in his bossy stage. He's living his best little bossy life. Yeah. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. All right, so my inspirational quote is, live in the moment and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering. Think about it. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at Mama Life Plus 3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.